And it isn't likely to come in just 1 week of being by yourself. You really have to learn how to express yourself, how to just act upon your own values. Over a period of time, as all kinds of alternatives become available and you choose among them and you get new ideas, then you'll begin to find the kind of way of life that is in keeping with your nature. And this, of course, is what you're trying to learn. The idea that a person should get married at an early age before he's set in his ways is just the opposite of what I would consider good advice. Because becoming set in your ways means that your nature has matured and you now know what you really are and want to be. So I would suggest waiting until after one is set in his ways and then locating someone who is compatible with those ways. To try to compel two people to grow together when their natures may be completely opposite is merely to artificially inhibit the happiness of each of them. Now, once the individual has some good idea of the life he likes and he wants to enhance it by a close relationship with someone else that he has found he can love, then the question then arises, how do I get the advantages of marriage without losing my individuality? Now, this assumes, of course, that your mate is not an exact carbon copy of yourself, which, of course, is most likely the case. And I believe that the areas in which you will be most unlike each other are actually the most trivial areas of one's life. But in orthodox marital arrangements, they become the sore points because they assume such great importance, the areas that you really don't have compatible values in. The typically raised example, for instance, through your values and principles, you come to a different understanding of how the toothpaste tube ought to be squeezed. Even though you agree completely on the nature of life itself and the view of reality that you have of that outside world, each of you can easily rationalize the way that a toothpaste tube should be squeezed from basic premises and a very elaborate epistemology and so forth. And even though that shouldn't bother a mature, realistic individual who realizes that no one owes him anything, including the way to squeeze his toothpaste tube, why should you even allow it to be a possible source of discomfort in the first place? It's a trivial area and should be recognized as such before it becomes something other than that. So why allow it to get in the way? Why not just simply have two toothpaste tubes? But of course, I'm getting ahead of myself, so let me back off a little here. I don't want to give the absolute ultimate conclusion. The last card will say, in your marital arrangements, be sure and have two toothpaste tubes. But in creating marital arrangements, the object is not to submerge one's individuality into some new identity, but rather to use the individuality of each as a base upon which each intends to derive more happiness in the new relationship than he would have had by staying alone. To make a realistic adjustment to the new relationship together, what about easing into it by living next door to each other at first, either in two apartments that are side by side, or perhaps renting a large house that has two of everything in it, and so that you can actually separate the two parts of the house, and one person has his part and the other has the other. Now, why would you do this? Well, simply to give you an opportunity to be close to each other, readily accessible, but not in each other's way, and not making great decisions together and so forth before you really know how to be with each other. You may decide to spend the entire night together in one person's home or the other. But each has his own home, and each one is free to go to it at any time he wants to. He is not locked up with the other person for good. He does not have to feel that he is in a cell. He is, in any situation, there because he wants to be there. And this is an important principle, I think. Arrange your relationship so that each party is in any given situation only because he wants to be there in that situation at that time.